Inflation continues to be an expensive problem for Americans. But could an even bigger problem be lurking? Welcome to Economics Made Simple. Higher prices are everywhere, and everyone would like to see them go down. But for that to happen, history tells us that a significant economic downturn, a recession, may often be necessary. How does inflation lead to recession? Fortunately, Clint Dahl is here to explain. Clint, thanks for joining us. Can you please explain how inflation leads to recession?
Throughout history, recessions have often marked the end of high inflation periods. Here's how that can happen, according to both history and economic theory. The Federal Reserve ideally likes to see a little inflation in the economy, about 2%. It's a balancing act. The central bank views 2% inflation like this: high enough to represent economic growth and low enough to not erode consumers' purchasing power. If inflation starts to creep above 2%, the Fed will begin this period of watchful waiting. They'll give inflation a chance to clear up on its own before taking action. They watch to see if inflation drifts back down on its own towards the target level. The Fed has frequently done this when it appears that the cause of inflation may be short-term events unrelated to economic or monetary policy. However, there are times when inflation has moved significantly above that 2%. This is when the Fed will pull out the only tool that it has to fight inflation: raising interest rates. These interest rate hikes are designed to reduce inflation by raising the borrowing costs for consumers and businesses. As these costs rise, demand for these goods and services will fall. The problem with the rate hike tool is it tends to be big and clumsy. It's kind of like trying to kill a fly on a glass table with a baseball bat. Only the perfect amount of force will kill the fly without breaking the glass table. In this sense, the Fed has to raise interest rates just enough to fight inflation, but not cause a recession. Unfortunately, that near-perfect application of rate hikes is hard to accomplish. Experts have noted that of the previous 11 rate tightening cycles, 8 have ended in a recession. In a future video, we'll take a look at a different economic situation where we have both high inflation and a slowing economy. This is called stagflation, and it's thought of as the most perfect storm for an economy to impact it in a negative way.
We look forward to that, Clint. And we appreciate your explanation today of some reasons inflation may have so often led to recession. That's it for today's lesson. If you enjoyed this video, be sure to hit the subscribe button and check back often for more Economics Made Simple.
Joe Montana here. Click subscribe now and hit the notification bell to stay up to date. You'll be glad you did.